Amazon doesn't actually let you own the ebooks you buy. You're buying a license that Amazon can revoke, anytime, for any reason. But, there's a small flicker of hope. Starting in 2026, Amazon will allow some users to download certain books, but only if the publisher gives its approval. Beginning the 20th of January next year, verified buyers will be able to download Epubble PDF files of their DRM-free books. DRM, Digital Rights Management, is the software that locks down your ebooks, preventing resale, backup, or easy transfer to another device. If a book has no DRM, you can download it, you can move it, you can read it on any e-reader you want. Earlier this year, Amazon closed a loophole, a feature called Download and Transfer via USB once allowed users to copy books in older formats to other devices, sometimes for piracy, but often just to read the books they already thought they owned. Now, Amazon is shifting the decision to publishers. They will decide whether readers can truly download and keep their books. If your book is DRM-free and you download it, the copy is yours, even if the publisher changes its mind later. This is good news for Kindle fans with big libraries, especially with Amazon's newest devices, the $280 Kindle Colorsoft, and the $630 Kindle Scribe Colorsoft, which are pricier than many competing e-readers. The question is, which publishers will actually allow PDF or EPUB downloads? Think about the publishing industry's reaction to the Internet Archive. When the Archive tried to create a public online library of books and journals, the Association of American Publishers sued, and won. They argued that authors and their publishers should control exactly how their works are distributed. So will big publishers embrace this new Amazon policy, or will they keep their digital shelves locked tight? For now, it's just a small, careful step towards something readers have wanted all along, that feeling that the books we buy are actually ours.